All right, welcome to the podcast Spiel Anime. My name is William, and today with me is Haley, my girlfriend from Animal Kingdom Animated.
I'm back.
Yes, alive, back. So we decided to, or I decided to watch The Garden of the Words, which is a 46-minute long short film by the director Makoto Shinkai. The release date was on May 31st of 2013, so it is quite a older anime. This film is PG-13, so not directly for kids. There is a few bad language and alcohol, so not really recommended to watch for kids. But this film was in 2013. It is an anime drama film with a little bit of romance in it. And we're going to talk about the plot, me and Haley.
Yeah.
Talk about the plot and the characters and how we feel about this film.
Yeah.
At the start of the rainy season in Tokyo, Takao, a 15-year-old student and aspiring shoemaker opting to skip his class to sketch shoe designs at the Japanese Garden. There he encounters Yukari, a 27-year-old woman who is skipping work to enjoy beer and chocolate. Also, the beer that she is drinking is also chocolate-flavored beer as well, so she has quite a hankering for chocolate. When she notices the school crest on his shoulder, Yukari bids him a farewell with a poem, leaving Takao puzzled to its origin and meaning. The two continue to encounter each other and socialize in a park on rainy mornings, and mostly it's only on rainy mornings. If it's not raining, Takao goes to his school and
does whatever else she does?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't know what at the beginning of the film, but we just know that Takao goes to school when it's sunny, and this is beginning of June, so close to the end of summer break in Japan. So they see each other every raining morning at the park. They go to the same park at the exact same spot. Yukari expresses an interest in Takao's shoemaking. He decides to make a pair of shoes in her size. During the end of the season, so it's when it's not raining, Takao has a part-time job that he kind of goes to. He is trying to go from high school to college to this. He wants to be a shoe designer. So that's what he kind of wanted to do, but to pay the tuition for that, he has to work his butt off every day at work and get money to pay for the tuition for his college that he wants to go to. And then we don't know much about Yukari. She's still kind of like a mystery figure, doesn't tell a lot of secrets to each other. And they don't really know each other that well until... So when they finally go back to school, they're back in school in mid-August or September. Takao's friends inform him that Yukari is a literary teacher and she has been the target of gossip. Yes.
She has been
She's being bullied. I'm just gonna say words, whatever. So she's getting bullied. The teacher's being bullied by upperclassmen. Out of the kindness and to avoid future investigation, Yukari opts to avoid work and retreat to the park, hoping that she'll learn to overcome her fear and to be able to walk again. However, Yukari quits her job and leaves the school. So the cow tries to find these upperclassmen that made fun of Yukari. He finds them. And he tries to pick out a fight with one of them, one of the upperclassmen, and does not work out well. He gets pretty much beaten up because the upperclassman is bigger and stronger than him. And it's the day after he gets beaten up, he's all wounded up with bandages, and he goes to the Japanese Garden to see Yukari. That afternoon, the cow meets Yukari at the park and greets her by reciting the 2,514 poem from a Japanese poetry collection, the correct response or a poem in which that he found in a classic Japanese literature textbook.
Wait, so that's what he recites at the end of the movie?
Yes.
Oh.
When they're in the thunderstorm, like at the end of the scene.
Oh, so he's responding to, okay.
Yeah, so
I guess
at the beginning,
picked that up.
When they first meet, she says goodbye by saying a riddle almost.
Uh-huh.
And then near the end of the film, he actually answers her response to the riddle correctly.
Oh.
Yes.
I guess I never.
Because she's
like,
a literary teacher, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess I just never picked up on it. I was never good at English either.
After getting soaked by a sudden thunderstorm, both head to Yukari's apartment and spend the afternoon together. When they go to the apartment, it's before that, is that he answers the riddle correctly, and that's the riddle that she says when they first meet at the Japanese garden. While they're at the apartment, the cow confesses his love after dinner, and Yukari is visibly moved, but then reminds him that she is a teacher and tells him that she's moving back to her hometown. So she's moving away, and she's kind of happy that he confesses to her. But, like, she's a teacher, way older. She's 27, and he is only 15. So there is a big age gap difference. And she's moving back home because that's her decision. She decided that before all this was happening. The cow abruptly excuses himself from the apartment. The car realizes her mistakes and runs towards him, finding him in the stairwell. The cow leaves the apartment, kind of upset that she kind of didn't say yes or no. She secretly doesn't know, like, what to say, like, yes or no. So she doesn't answer. And then he's like, that's a mistake. I shouldn't say that. And then he kind of just leaves. And then she realized, like, her mistake of not saying anything makes him upset. And she realized her mistakes and runs after him. Because she does love him. He helped her walk. So still being upset, the cow angrily talks back to her. So they meet at the stairwell, kind of midway of this apartment complex. They meet in kind of in the middle of the stairwell. The cow angrily talks back to her. He's kind of saying, like, why can't you talk back? I finally, like, say all the things about you, and I like you, and then you still say nothing back. And
like, you knew who I was from, like, the get-go. Like, why didn't you say anything a long time ago so it didn't escalate to this point?
So he criticized, like, her being so secretive and never opening up to him. And finally, that's when Yukari embraces him. And the two cry while she explains that their time together in the park had saved her. And so she's just happy that the reason why she kept on doing what she wanted to do and be a teacher was because of him. Why he was upset because everyone thinks of him kind of like a child and not going to be like able to do the things he wants to do, which is to be a shoemaker. Everyone's making fun of him, like eating his, the cow's older brother, kind of saying like him criticizing his own brother, saying like, he wants to be a shoe designer. It's like, he's going to have no luck in that. Like, he's not going to make it. No one really believe in him, but
they're also criticizing him because not only does he want to be a shoemaker, but he wants to be a women's shoe designer.
Yeah.
And so they're like, that's really weird for a man to want to design women's shoes, but it's actually really not. It's like a whole, like, social status thing.
And that is pretty much a summary of the film, and then as soon as the credits start showing, the cow barely passes his final exam, but he still works towards his goal. While Yukari moves back to her hometown, she's still on her teaching path. In the post-credit scene, the cow revisits the park during the winter, reads a letter from Yukari, and he places her finished shoes on the bench and then vows that he will find her after he has made progress in his career as a shoe designer. And it's a kind of like a nice, happy ending to this dramatic romance film.
It's very dramatic for only being a 45-minute film. Like, there's a lot that goes down.
Yeah. So there's pretty much only two characters. So
yeah.
What two characters do you like, Haley?
I think I relate a little bit more so to the teacher, just because I was looking at, or still am looking at, being a teacher. And so being in that role of, like, getting criticized for being, like, a young teacher and potentially having, like, kids look at you in a different way and, like, having to deal with all of that. Because I wanted to be a high school teacher, but I would be a very young high school teacher just fresh out of college. So it'd be very similar to their role where, and I know that happens where they're, like, students fall in love with their teachers and it's, like, to no fault of the teacher's own, but... And they get all of that criticism, and then it's like, for the best of the school, you should probably take an absence of leave and all of that.
And that's kind of what happened
with
in
her.
This, yeah, with
yeah.
her,
is they started talking rumors about her, which weren't true, or
yeah.
they just made up because she was so pretty or whatever. And they were like, well, we need to stop this, but one of the easiest ways to stop this is to stop having your face present in the school for a little while everything gets resolved and things die down.
Yukari and Dakao are actually go to the same school. So she's a teacher and he's a student. And there's a lot of gossip about Yukari. It's kind of like different in translation with the Japanese and the English, but like supposedly like she was like sleeping with a student or was like had romantic feelings for a student, so she kind of had to leave her absence so then this drama can end. He kind of doesn't know about this because he kind of has his head in the clouds. He, like, he doesn't really care that much. Always head in the clouds doing his designs.
He's always just focusing on his designs.
So I kind of like the cow because, again, he is semi-similar to me in sort of a way as a designer, not a shoe designer, but I want to be a graphic designer. And what we have to do is design a lot of things. So I'm looking at his drawing. He has a similar eraser that I use for erasing. Is a very nice and sharp white eraser. His designs are very similar to how graphic designers have to design things or like get ideas. Is we have to design different point of view or like models. We have to have like an idea and like a model of how we want to design this thing. So I kind of like him because he's kind of like a designer in a way, even though it's a different category of designing. He is still a designer. But for a very short movie, I want to talk about this first. This film came out in 2013. This design and artwork for this film is beautiful.
I really do like the backgrounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much detail to, not even the focal point, there's so much detail to the background, not the focal point. That's amazing. But still, they still do good on the focal point as well. But like just the background, the artwork of this film is amazing for a film that came out in 2013. I don't want to say it's almost better than current anime films that they... This film is in 2013, was made in 2013, and has pretty much the same level or even higher to certain anime shows and films, which is most amazing of, kind of shows you how much time it took to make this.
They didn't really put the amount of time and money that other ones do in making a long film. They put their time and money in the detail of the film, which helped portray the movie a lot. Because you don't need a long film. Like, they got all of their point across, what they needed in this little 45-minute film.
So this film has pretty much everything good about it. And the art style for this film is amazing. And the detail they put into this work is breathtaking. I'm just trying to look up some last-minute things to say. Is what I think about the Garden of Words is the garden is an escape to Cal and Yukari, and that's the main reason why I guess the title of this film, The Garden of Words, is with a riddle, and they're in a garden. So like I feel like the garden is like a significant like symbol of them escaping reality to go to this fantasy, and that's where they go every day when it rains in the morning. Got anything else really to say? Okay, that's pretty much it. This is a very short film, so...
It is, so there's not really much to elaborate.
Yeah. I mean, we could pick out every single detail of this film in probably
really
less than, like, 30 minutes, but it's kind of hard because this film has so much detail and so much, like, beautiful art styles of this film that I enjoy. So my opinion, I enjoyed it. I would give it probably almost like a 10 out of 10 of like just how great it is. It is very short, which is maybe some drawback to like maybe like, oh, I want to see it, or like I'll just like watch it because it's short. But definitely watch it, because the art style for this film, it's on Netflix now. Beautiful art style, nice dramatic romance story.
I'd probably give it like an 8 out of 10 just because, and I'm also like watching this a little bit later at night and I'm a little tired. But like the shortness, I feel like I'm almost like missing parts of the story. And so like there's like some holes that I almost wish to be filled in, which would make the story more complete, which would put it into that longer movie time frame as well. That could also be done so in a sequel or even potentially a prequel, depending on what aspects of that you want to take. But other than that, it's really good. The storyline, short, to the point, really good to be done in 45 minutes. The artwork is phenomenal. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, I think that's the one drawback, is that it is short, but I feel like because of how much like detail is in this work, I can see why it can be short, because of how much detail in the story.
Even though they keep it short, they keep you interested in the storyline just enough to make it to the next like scene. So they keep you reeled in just enough to keep you watching, which is all you need.
Yes.
So, because it's like, oh, why are you drinking all of that chocolate beer, and why do you have all of that chocolate? So, and then why do you keep coming back?
Thank you, Haley, for joining us, and hopefully we'll see more of your podcast of Animal Kingdom Animated.
You know what? We're not going to discuss it. I'm blaming it on COVID.
Yeah. I was the same way. I took at least a month or two absence, and I'm like, I like what I do. I want to keep it shorter, enjoy what I'm doing, and then come back to it. And a lot of good things are coming with Netflix now, with more anime films. Mm-hmm. So that is good. I believe that Your Name, which is another good anime film, is going to be coming out on Netflix soon. I was going to do Japan Sinks 2020, but then I realized that it's not a film, it's a series. And I got really upset because I wanted to do it. I'm like, oh, this could be great. Like, a brand new film.
You can do it.
I can do it eventually.
Wait until like the next season.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go through more series.
Yeah.
So.
We got time, but I want to do anime films. And this one sounded pretty interesting. It was short, it had a lot of good reviews of the art style, so I was like, you know what, let's just do it. And then, so I just did it, and then I'm glad I took the opportunity to find this film and watch it on Netflix, so.
And I'm glad I sat down and watched it with you.
Yes.
Or I'm glad you started it when I was already sitting down.
Yeah. There's nothing really much to talk about, and so next week I'll probably be doing Your Name, which is another art style or a great animation of anime film, really good story, pretty much on par with this short story, but it's a little bit longer. I'm going to be doing that for my next film, the next bi-week, because I'm trying to do these bi-weekly as possible, and I had problems with my car and getting a job now with COVID. So
COVID,
it took me,
yeah,
a lot of things happened with me.
Yeah. And then
this life. Stuff has been happening. Life is happening.
You know,
COVID.
We'll just all blame 2020 on COVID and then it'll be okay.
Yeah.
So I will get back. I have everything lined up for future podcasts. I have one recorded. I just have to post it. I'm pretty sure I even have it edited. Hopefully I'll get back in the swing of things with that too. I'm just trying to figure out with the new work schedule, because they've got it a little bit different now with COVID. If/when I can record and edit, and I'm back at school and I'm doing online school again. So
is this a lot?
I'm just trying to reorganize my schedule to figure out when I can do all of the things that I want to do, along with all of the things that I need to do.
Yeah.
And I'll get there. All I'll
right.
be back.
Thank you for having me.
Wait.
No, thank you. Thank you for being on my podcast. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you for being on my podcast, Spiel Anime.
Bed, apparently.
Yeah, so thank you for being on my podcast, Spiel Anime.
No problem. Thanks for having me back again. I miss podcasting.
Yes. So hopefully we'll have you back in the future somewhere.
Yes.
So again, next bi-week, I'm going to be trying to do Your Name as the next anime podcast. And until then, have a great day.